Today. Amen. If you have your Bibles, the book of Genesis, chapter number 41, book of Genesis, chapter number 41. Amen. It's fed my soul when I was studying this and looking at this. Genesis, chapter number 41. It's all good, but we're going to start at verse 38, and I'll probably just take my time and do a verse by verse, amen, analysis of this. Amen. Verse number 38. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get the rest of these as we go along. But if the Lord would help me, amen, right here today, I'd like to talk to us about the rewards of faithfulness. Amen. Does God really reward our faithfulness? Hallelujah. I almost shouted back here this evening, this afternoon when I was back there studying this. Amen. The familiar pattern of events in Joseph's life was about to reoccur once more. At first, he had passed from his state, amen, as a favored son through the crisis of his brother's jealousy to the state of a slave. Amen. Look here. He went from the favored son. He went all the way down to a slave. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he's passed from his state as a prosperous and a trusted slave through the crisis of a woman's lust to the state of a prisoner. Amen. Following these experiences, he had passed from his state as a favored prisoner through the crisis of another man's selfishness and forgetfulness to the state of a disappointed, amen, prisoner. Hallelujah. Not one but God and a dreamy-eyed youth could have predicted the outcome of Joseph's trials. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. The detour had turned out to be no detour at all. Amen. The misinformed would have called it so, but in the privilege of God, it was the expressway to his divine objective. Amen. In other words, God has a way to get us where he needs us to be. Hallelujah. And you can see that, I believe, in your life. Amen.
Come on.
I can look back over the past 25 years of my life of being a Christian and serving God. Amen. And see that God has a way to get you where he needs you to be.
Yes.
I look back over my life when I was just 18 years old and I got a scholarship to go to Marshall University. It was the Lord's way of getting me in Huntington. Amen. Getting me down here where he had a work for me to do. Praise God. And I come to tell you, God has a way to get you where he needs you to be. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen. And 2 years, let's get down here. The first thing that I liked about this was Joseph's readiness. Hallelujah. 2 years had passed after Joseph's disappointment, bringing to 13 years in total, and all the years that he had spent in Egypt, making him now 30 years of age. Praise God. A lot of times when God gets ready to move and do something, we think God's got to get in a hurry to do it. But God don't get in a hurry.
Amen.
13 years in the making of Joseph. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo. Amen. Great God. And we spend a year somewhere praying. Amen. It's not out of the will of God sometimes to pray for a solid year and say, God, what would you have me to do? We think if God speaks that he's ready to do it right now. Amen. Sometimes it takes God 13 years to get you ready to do the job that he's got for us to do.
Come on.
Woo. Amen. Glory to God. You better buckle your seatbelts. We're going somewhere here this morning. Amen. At 30 years of age, a man of less faith would long since have grown bitter and would have been in despair. Amen. Any other man, but not Joseph. He knew that God had given him a dream. Amen. Joseph knew that God had spoken to him. I'm talking to us about the rewards of faithfulness. Amen. And Joseph, Brother Chuck, knew. Amen. That if he stayed faithful to God, God would in the end reward him for his faithfulness. Amen.
Yeah.
And I come to tell somebody right here today, you be faithful to God, and God will be faithful to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Amen. Then the Pharaoh of Egypt had a dream. In fact, he had two dreams which paralleled each other. Pharaoh had quite troubled. Amen. Called for except to go on back if he wants. The kids already went back. Amen. Pharaoh was quite troubled and called for those experienced in interrupting dreams to explain, in interpreting dreams to explain these. Strangely, they were unable even to fabricate an explanation. Amen. But the providential hand of God was opening the door for Joseph. Hallelujah. And at last, that butler, amen, the cupbearer, remembered Joseph. And Joseph was called. He was allowed time to shave probably his head as well as his face in keeping of this Egyptian custom. Amen. He changed his clothes. Amen. He had kept himself ready for when God presented the opportunity.
Yes.
I want you to notice this. Amen. This right here stirred my heart. Amen. Joseph had been sold by his jealous brothers. Amen. And he had been thrown in the pit. His brothers sold him, Brother George, down into slavery. Amen. And down with Joseph. If this had been me, or if this had been you, amen, you know what would have happened? We'd be so bitter. We'd be so, why me, oh my, why do I have to go through this? Oh no, not Joseph. Joseph stayed ready for the will of God. Amen. And that's very important in your life. And that's very important in my life, to stay ready when things aren't going your way. Hallelujah. Life ain't always going to go your way. Did you hear that? I said, life ain't always going to go your way. Amen. But I tell you, you got to stay ready. Amen. You got to stay in the will of God for when you finally get that opportunity. Amen. So that small opportunity came in an unseen place, down in the midst of that dungeon. Amen. Down in the midst of that prison, had a baker and the butler had dreams, and Joseph interpreted them dreams, and just like he said, them dreams played out. Amen. But they had forgotten for a while, but finally, amen, that old butler remembered Joseph when Pharaoh had a dream that troubled him. Wow. And Pharaoh's dream tore him all to pieces, and nobody can get Pharaoh over. And Pharaoh said, is there not anybody in the land that can tell me what this dream means? And that butler said, I know a man can tell you. Hallelujah. There's a man who got locked up deep down in the dungeon. He's been down there for 2 years. Amen. He's been down there a long time. But he's ready to interpret your dream. Amen. Brother George, if I'd been locked up wrongfully in that dungeon, Brother Earl, an opportunity come, I'm not sure I'd have been so willing and so ready, amen, to give an answer. But Joseph was ready. He already had a dream from God. And Joseph already had his mind made up that, God, I know you're going to give me an opportunity. Not us, amen. We would have been bitter, amen. We would have been upset and said, why has things never went my way? Not Joseph. He was wringing his hands saying, I'm waiting for my chance, amen. I'm waiting for my opportunity, great God. Amen. In what ways was Joseph, amen, a minute man, if you will, for the Lord? How can we always be prepared to deal with new opportunities? I tell you how. You keep bitterness out of your heart. Amen. And be ready no matter what. Amen. To give an answer for Jesus when that time comes. Amen. Great God. Can anybody in this house ask yourself the question? Amen. Would I be ready should God present me the opportunity? I want you to ask yourself that question right now. Amen. If God presented me the opportunity to witness to a lost man, am I ready?
Come on.
If God presented me the opportunity to shine the light, amen, am I ready? Glory, glory, glory. A curious custom, amen, used to prevail in the Bear River District of Nova Scotia, where some of the world's finest cherries are grown. Listen to this. Tree owners formerly rented out their trees during harvest season by the hour or by the day. Amen. I thought this gathered my attention. They had a tree pump full of cherries, And in order to make money, they'd rent the tree and say, you can rent it for an hour. They'd charge you an hourly rate, or they'd charge you a daily rate. Well, many people would rent by the hour. Amen. And the idea was that the leased tree belonged to the renter for the allotted time, who during this time picked as many cherries as he could off the tree. And the tree was then rented again by the next man. Amen. The next hour. Hallelujah. And one picker seemed to be able to gather far more fruit per hour than the others. Amen. And he was asked how he was successful. His reply was this: leave the bottom branches alone. Woo! Easily accessible, the bottom branches, whether on cherry trees or even in life, seem to offer the easiest opportunities. Amen. But because they are so easily reached, they are so soon picked over. Amen. For rivals, amen, vines with one another for the leftovers at the bottom, all the while ignoring the fruit-laden branches at the top. Amen. Opportunities for service abound. Amen. Sometimes we're not ready for them. Sometimes we have to climb higher to see them and to get to them. Yes. Let us keep our spiritual ladders in good repair. Leave the low branches alone and climb higher. Amen. I believe that's where Joseph was. Hallelujah. Amen. He was ready to climb. He was willing to go through the trial to be able to climb high up on the branches. Amen. And get to good fruit. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, now let's look before we get into our text that I told you I want to go verse by verse to Joseph's, amen, recommendation. Joseph immediately replied that such was not in him. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Hallelujah. The poise with which this still comparatively young man could step out of the darkness of this dungeon into the most dazzling court upon all the earth to and appear, amen, in a conversation is with the most important ruler on planet earth is rather dazzling. Amen. Only total commitment to the reliance upon God could have produced such a man. Look at this. Joseph had been down in the dungeon for the past 2 years, and all of a sudden, out of the darkness and into the light, he appeared, amen, talking to the most important man on planet earth. Look at what dedication this had to take, amen. Look at what consecration Joseph had to endure to be ready at any time, amen. Great God. Amen. I looked at this sitting back there earlier, and I thought, oh God, I believe this hits every one of us right smack square in the eyes, amen, in the chest, in the face. I don't believe we're always ready like Joseph was. Amen. Joseph had been in that dungeon. The butler called upon him and put him up out of there. And at a moment's notice, he was willing and ready and available to give godly advice. Amen. And that should be me and you. Amen. Sometimes somebody calls us on the phone and maybe we're tired from working. Maybe we're not in the greatest of mood. And we're not even willing to give somebody advice at a moment's notice on the telephone. Joseph was willing and ready and available to give Pharaoh, the most important man on planet earth, amen, godly advice at a moment's notice. Amen. Oh, yes. And his recommendations was right on target. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
To what degree can God's children today develop such poise like Joseph had?
Yes.
To what degree did his personality contribute to this? I tell you how it did.
Be to God.
Amen. He didn't get too keyed up with the cares of this life.
That's it. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes, Lord.
You can get so hooked up and so involved and so worried about everything around you, you'll miss the godly things and the spiritual things of life.
Right.
Did you hear me now?
Amen.
Glory to God. Now we're going to get to the good part. Hallelujah. We got to get to Joseph's reward. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 38, I read to you. We're going to go verse by verse till we get this covered. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? As this is a man in whom the Spirit of God is, Joseph's testimony. Amen. That this remarkable power was not resident in him, but rather found in God. Hallelujah. Had been an effective witness. Praise God. Joseph said earlier in verse 16, he said, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Joseph said, amen. What you need is not in Joseph, but it's in God. Amen. And Joseph is available. And I've been in touch with God. Amen. I've been in tune with God. Woo! Hallelujah. I believe that's the way we should live our lives. Amen. We should constantly, daily stay in tune with God. Amen. Oh, yes. What about Romans 12 and verse number 1? I beseech you therefore, brethren, this is a great verse. Many of us know this. I'm going to dig a little something out of this. I don't believe you've ever heard. By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Yield them to the will of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. That's right. When you're totally yielded to the will of God, you do what God wants you to do and not what you want to do. Woo! Amen. Be honest with you, and I'm quite embarrassed to tell this, amen. This past Thursday. Amen. And I did pray good over in the corner for a while, but Michelle and the girls rode me hard. When we got home, they said, Dad, did you fall asleep? I had a good prayer.
Yeah.
I was so tired, Brother Tommy. Believe it or not, I kneeled over off my knees.
Come on.
I fell asleep over.
Praise God.
They said, Dad, you prayed for 5 minutes. We was wondering if you was ever going to get up. I said, you should have come shook me. Amen. But you know what?
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Thursday night, that's what the devil told me. He said, you're too tired to go to church. Mm-hmm. You're wore out. My feet hurt. I've been having trouble. My feet again. My feet hurt. Amen. My body hurts. Great God, that heat zapped it out of me. Oh, and yeah. The devil said, you can just take one off tonight. Amen. Let Brother Earl preach. And you'll be all right. And I said, no, devil. This is Jason talking now. No, devil. Amen. I'm going to the house of God. Amen.
Yes.
It's my reasonable service to do what God wants me to do, not what Jason wants to do. Hallelujah. Amen. But let's get a little deeper in this. Have you ever noticed that this verse does not say to whom we should give our bodies? Presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable.
Yeah.
Amen. But he never did say who to give our bodies to. Amen. Great God. Man, this helped me back here. We know it's not to the Lord Jesus who requests them, for he had a body of his own. Jesus had his own body. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. God had a body. Amen. The third member of the Trinity came to earth without a body. The Holy Ghost, amen. Glory to God. The Trinity, amen, of the Godhead, the triune, amen. You believe in three gods? Oh, no, I believe in one God manifested in three persons, amen. I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, and I believe in God the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory to God, amen. And he said, present ye your bodies, amen, a living sacrifice, hallelujah, amen. Oh, yes, amen. Just as Jesus did, but he chose not to, amen, mention that right here. Why is it not? Because he wanted your body. He wanted my body, amen, to be spirit-filled, amen. He wanted the Holy Ghost to dwell in our bodies, amen. Is it not because he wanted us to have his cleansing power, amen, his wisdom, so that when the proper time came to do his work, as with Joseph, was already dwelling in us and working through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet, amen, and wise as thou art. Whether Joseph had himself in mind or not, amen, he was ready and available to be used of God. Amen. And Pharaoh said, Joseph, you're the man. Hallelujah. You're the man that I've got in touch, in mind for this job. Oh, yes. Yes, you're the man that's going to be in charge of the prosperity and the famine. Amen. In the event Pharaoh picked up Joseph's very words, discreet and wise, and applied them now to Joseph, pointing out that since God revealed his secret to Joseph, none could be as discreet and as wise as this young Joseph. Amen. Oh, yes. Verse number 40. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Hallelujah. Pharaoh's appointment of Joseph was even more wide sweeping than Joseph's recommendation. Hallelujah. He was not only to be Secretary of Agriculture, but he was actually the Prime Minister of all the land. Hallelujah. Look at this. Amen. A man's coming out of prison. Hallelujah. A man's coming out of the dungeon. And by the hand and guidance of God, now he's over all the land. Amen. He's over all the agriculture. He's even over the palace. Amen. He's over the house of Pharaoh. Great God. Hey, isn't that just like our God? He would be governing the palace itself as well as all the people. Amen. Verse 41, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh makes his intention even more explicit. Not only, amen, the palace, not only the people, amen, but immediately the throne is yours, second command to only myself. But all the land of Egypt, the whole nation is to enjoy the blessings, amen, which had previously accompanied his service. Great God. Amen. Oh, now we got to look at the reward of Joseph. Amen. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, listen to this, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. Amen. Pharaoh now moved beyond mere words, mere telling what he was going to do in elevating Joseph. He began to do it in front of all the people. Hallelujah. He gave to Joseph the signet ring, which was once the symbol and the implement of authority. Amen. The linen garment for which Egypt was noted. Amen. And which were worn by its highest citizens, and a special award for the services had been rendered unto Joseph. Hallelujah. Look at this now, Brother Kurt. Good to see you, by the way. Amen. Look at this now. Hallelujah. Joseph, who looked like his life had fallen apart. It looked like he would never come up off the bottom. 13 years of being down. 2 years of being in the dungeon. Great God. And Pharaoh said, I'm going to set you up over all the land. I'm going to put linen clothes upon you. I'm going to put the signet ring about your hand. Amen. Oh, no. And this is not jewelry here. This is not rings such as you and I know. But he said, the authority's coming to your hand. Amen. Great God. When you speak, Joseph, people's going to listen. Amen. When you talk, the nation's going to say, we've got to do it. Amen. He's second in command to Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I come to tell you here, amen, my title of my little study here today, does God really reward faithfulness?
Yeah.
I come to tell you a thousand times over, God rewards faithfulness. Hey, Joseph could have sinned. Joseph could have got down in Egypt and turned hog wild. Joseph could have got down there committing adultery with Potiphar's wife, but no, he was faithful. Amen. He lived right when nobody knew who he was. Joseph lived right when he had every opportunity to live wrong. But oh, down, down, down went Joseph's life. But Sister Jo, just in a moment's notice, God turned it around. I said, God turned it around. And he rewarded Joseph for his faithfulness. And I come to tell somebody right here today, God will reward you for your faithfulness. Amen. No, you don't have to sin. You don't have to go the ways of the world. You don't have to turn your back on God when life isn't going your way. Be faithful in the dark. tower. Be faithful when you're in the dungeon. Be faithful when you're in the pit. Be faithful when life ain't going your graveyard in you. Does God, I ask you today, does God reward faithfulness? I said, does God reward faithfulness? Hey, I come to tell you 1,000 times he rewards faithfulness. Brother Rice, I said he rewards faithfulness. I said he rewards. Amen. Brother Rice, come around here. Amen. Crying, literally crying, my wife. They sent her up there to near Wheeling, Weirton, I think it was, way up there. Amen. In a state institution. They took her out of my authority. I don't have anything to do. But he come in here 2 or 3 services. He was down, wasn't he? He cried, would you help me? And we prayed and we believed God. And he said, I'm going to be faithful. The devil said, just quit going to church. The devil said, just give up. But right back there's a 80-something-year-old brother that just kept on coming. And he kept on saying, I don't, there ain't a thing I can do to get my wife out of the hand of the state. But I'm going to be faithful to God. It wasn't a matter of weeks. He come in here with smiles on his face. And he said, I don't know how it happened, but my wife called me and said, I see a big white cross with red linings on it. And he said, she said, see, amen, said, I'm looking out the window here. He said, tell me what you see. I see a big white cross with red on it. And he knew right where. He said, you're over there at that nursing home downtown Huntington, across from the United Way. Amen. Hey, I said, God rewards faithfulness. I come to tell you today, church, you be faithful to God. Amen. When nothing's going right, when your world is upside down, hold on to the dream that God gave you. God gave Joseph a dream. I said, God, he lost his dignity. He lost, amen, a lot of things, but he never lost his dream. I said, he never lost his dream. He held on, Brother Keith, to that dream that God gave him. Amen. I come to tell you, that dream will take you through the midnight hour. That calling of God, it'll take you when everything is upside down. I tried to slow it down here today, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. To tell us, great God in heaven, there's a God in heaven that rewards faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord,
oh,
in
oh, God.
Woo!
Let's move on here.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Verse 43. And he made him to ride in the second chariot. Glory. Which he had. Amen. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. The reward of faithfulness.
Yes.
The first stage of Joseph's actual elevation here was before the throne in the presence of Pharaoh himself. The second stage was an introduction to the people, amen, to the population of the people, amen. Oh yes, a kind of a parade, if you will. He was put in the second royal limousine, if you will. Hey God, and that brother Chuck sent a picture the other day of an Amish limousine, amen.
Yeah.
We call it the buggies they have, and them Amish are sporting around more cheap, amen, right now, while we're paying a fortune in gas, amen. Well, guess what? Joseph saw the day, Sister Claire, amen, when he got to sit in that royal chariot. Hallelujah. Woo, look at this, amen. I said, does God reward faithfulness? He sees you when you're down in the dungeon. He sees you when you're down in that low place. And God raised him up. And Pharaoh said, here's the man that you are to obey. And he put him in a chariot. He put him in the second best chariot in all the land, and caused him to pass by the people, and they bowed the knee, amen, and praised Joseph, hallelujah, amen. Oh, amen, that one with the license plate number 2, thank God, and heralds were sent before him, calling on the people to bow humbly in recognition of this second man in command. Hey, God in heaven, I come to tell us, God rewards faithfulness.
Yes, he does.
Yes, amen.
Woo! On one occasion, someone said to the late Hudson Taylor, listen to this, the English physician whom God used to establish the China Inland Mission, you must sometimes be tempted, Mr. Taylor, to be proud because of the wonderful way that God has used you. I doubt if any man living has had greater honor to this gracious word, Hudson Taylor made reply. On the contrary, I often think that God must have been looking for someone small enough and weak enough for him to use, and he found me. In the days of stress, amen, long ago, the prophet Zechariah declared an undying truth, not by might nor by power, right, but by thy spirit,
yeah,
saith the Lord.
Yeah.
If we're ever going to do anything for God in this day, amen, it's going to be by the spirit and the power of
yes,
God.
Sir.
Yes, sir. It's not going to be by our might. It's not going to be by our strength, but it's going to be by the strength and the might and the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo, amen. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Verse 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. The rulers of ancient Egypt were absolute monarchs. Amen. And Pharaoh tells Joseph that at his power, amen, he could tell the people what to do and when to do it. Amen. And he assured Joseph that if some authority, absolute authority, extending even to the most intimate details of daily lives, hallelujah, in addition to the symbols of authority of that signet ring and that linen clothes that they put upon him, and the status of this announcement, putting him in this chariot and riding him before the people, Pharaoh also gave Joseph, a new social ranking by marrying, him into one of the influential families of the land. And Joseph's reward was as overwhelming as the previous year's difficulties had been, had been crushing. The reward was not really, from Pharaoh. He was only being used of God. So look at this. All the hard years, 13 years of being down, Brother Tommy. 13 years of down. Amen. Great God, he wasn't in the palace very long. Until God was making Joseph to forget the bad years. Amen. It wasn't very long. Amen. God was using Pharaoh, hallelujah, to bless Joseph and raise him up in status, raise him up in popularity.
Right.
Great God. Amen. Let God do it. So many times we want to raise us up. So many times men get inflamed in themselves and they want to rise to wait on God. Amen. And when God raises you up, everybody's got to look around and say, surely the Lord have done this thing. Surely God has done this. Hey God. Amen. Oh, let's get on a little further here. This years of plenty, verse 47, and in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. The poise of Joseph is perhaps demonstrated even better in the hour of triumph than it was in the hour of trial.
Right.
Look at this, Brother Kurt. Man, it's hit me back here today. Hey, man, I want you to look at this. Joseph had to have more God in this good time than he really did in the bad. Look at how much of God he had to have in the bad time. But now, it's easy to fall when everybody's bragging on you. It's easy to rise up with self, indignation and self-pride and self-value and say, look at me.
Amen.
He could have looked back at his brothers and said, hey, boys, come on down here. I've got something for you. Amen. But no, Brother George, that's not what he did.
Amen.
Amen. God got the blessing of the land, the Bible said, by handfuls. It was a prosperous time. Amen. God was blessing that place. But in that time of triumph, the Bible said Joseph began to work and lay up treasures. Amen. He wasn't over there somewhere gloating, kicked back, saying, look at me, boys. I'm second in command. Look, no, no. He kept on working like he always did. He kept on believing and trusting God in the triumph days as he did in the trial days. Hey!
I'm about to feel like shouting here today. Amen. What are you going to do in the good times? I'll tell you a good indication of how you act in the good time is how you acted in the bad time. Hey, come on. If you cried and complained and fussed, amen, was miserable to be around, you'll be worse than that when you finally do get up. Hey, amen. That's God reward faithfulness. I come to tell you 1,000 times over, God rewards faithfulness. Amen.
Yes, yes, he does. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Listen to this.
Oh, yes.
A lesser man would have been intent on revenge, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
A lesser man would have been delegating all the work out to somebody else, but Joseph, by his own hand, wanted to know where all the corn was going.
Yeah.
He was laying up treasures, Brother Josh, in each town because he knew bad times was coming.
Right.
Once again, he had a dream from God.
That's it.
And he knew God carries out what he shows.
Right.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My, this is good. Amen. Oh, yes. But Joseph plunged immediately into the new task with the same anticipation, the same vigor he had always had. Why does God reward faithfulness? I'd like to ask you that. Why does God reward faithfulness? Amen. Faithfulness begins with that fruit of the Spirit, which makes up the first part of its name, faithfulness. Hallelujah. Results when faith becomes courageous. But when faith recedes, doubt and fear fill in. Amen. Oh, yes, that happened every time. When you lose faith, guess what happens then? Doubt. Fear,
yep.
Amen, they begin to come in. But firm faith, amen, ventures for Christ in opposition to all the difficulties, amen. Oh yes, let's get on here, verse 48, just about done. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, verse 48, which were in the land of Egypt, and he laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Joseph was an efficient organizer, just as he had demonstrated in the management at Potiphar's house.
Right.
Amen. And later in Potiphar's prison. Amen. Oh, yes. Glory to God. And now he used each city as the natural storehouse for its surroundings, amen, farmlands, and thus saving time in the storage of the grain and providing for a well-distributed storage system as well as ready access to food for everyone when the famine would come, amen. Let's go on to verse 49. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea,
yeah,
very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. Joseph and his aides were unable to cope with the blessings that God was pouring out.
That's it.
Amen. With the good times. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. I tell you what, I believe that if we'll be faithful in those low times.
Come on.
Amen. The abundance that God will pour out will far exceed the trials and the hurt of the bad times.
Yes, it will.
Woo. Glory.
Amen. Amen.
You know, a lot of times the reason why they don't. Amen. Because it's hard for us to get through them low times.
Yeah.
With true dependence and true humility towards God. Hallelujah. Amen. The 7 years of prosperity saw some additional blessings come to Joseph. Two fine sons born in the land which had been the land of his sorrow, but which was now the land of opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
And Joseph called the name, verse 51, of the firstborn Manasseh. For God said, he hath made me to forget all my toil and all my father's house.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Joseph certainly did not forget his father's house to the point of not remembering them, but he forgot, amen, how they treated him and the grief and the trials and the troubles and the hardship of his father's house.
Think about it.
I was preaching that for Brother Kurt two Sundays ago. I was preaching that message I preached here. Amen. About them three Hebrew boys coming out without the smell of smoke. Remember that?
Yeah.
Woo! And I think I got to preach about Joseph a little bit. How he come out of that trial without smell of smoke.
Come
and
on.
Brother Kurt said, Manasseh. Hallelujah. Woo! Manasseh. Amen. God gave
him a son down in the land of plenty. That said, and he, the Bible said, and he named his son Manasseh, which meant he causes me to forget. God has blessed me, amen, so great that I forgot all the troubles and trials that I went through. Woo, hallelujah. I forgot all the hardships that I had to endure, amen, because of the blessings that he has given me. Manasseh, amen. Glory to God. You ask any woman that brings a baby into this world, it's a lot of hardship, amen. But I ain't never hardly ever heard one good mother, amen, look back and talk about all that she had to go through to bring that child. Oh no, she don't remember that when she looks upon that smiling face. She don't remember that when she shoves that food in its mouth and hears it say, "Mama, hey, come on." Amen. Oh, they don't remember the trials. And I come to tell us today in my closing remarks, amen, you won't remember that. If you'll trust God in the trial, amen, he will triumph and he will cause us to have Manasseh, which means I forget all of my trials. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And the name of the second, verse 52. Before I get this far, I want a few verses, and I'll be done. Brother John, get me Job. John, get me Job 23 and 10. Brother Tommy, get us Psalms 119 and 71.
I need the Bible. Who wants to read?
Brother George, give me Acts 14 and 22. Acts 14 and 22. Sister Lily, you got a Bible? Sister Mary, give me 1 Peter 4 and 12. I'll need two verses, 12 and 13. 1 Peter 4 and 12. I need one more. John, well, that's just a general reference. All right. Hold those places. I'll get to you in just a second. Amen. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Jacob later adopted these two sons of Joseph, but when he did, he gave to Ephraim the younger the place of leadership. This provided to be a prophetic as the descendants of Ephraim became the leaders of the northern part of the nation. Hallelujah. Just as Joseph had accurately predicted the coming of the years of prosperity, his prediction of the famine proved to be correct also. It was a famine through the land so great. Hallelujah. Amen. That Joseph made the people. And once again, I want you to look at how the trials formed and shaped Joseph to be the man that he needed to be. Because if he hadn't had patience, he would have started unleashing the plenty of barn fulls too early. Amen.
Yeah.
But he had patience. And he didn't allow the supply to be depleted until the land was depleted. Amen.
Yes.
And then he opened up the supply. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Glory to God. Amen. But only in Egypt were there ample store. Amen. Joseph kept the storage bins closed until they needed their reserves. Amen. He began to sell the stored up grain to Egyptians. Amen. And foreigners, all alike. Joseph's investment in the service of God was a very heavy one indeed. He gave his all, not just once, but every time a test came. He gave everything he had to God.
Yes, he did.
And I come to beckon you to do just the same. Every time life dishes out a new test, a new storm, a new trial, you dig in that much more and give everything you got to God.
Praise God.
Just like Joseph.
Thank you, Lord.
And I believe we'll find that God rewards faithfulness.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. As this lesson title suggests, the rewards of faithfulness are so much greater. Amen. Joseph never lost sight of his dreams. He never lost confidence in God. He never lost his willingness to do his best at whatsoever. Whether it was a small thing, hard thing, big thing, he was willing to trust and believe God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to read these verses and I'll be done. These kids should be coming out of class here. I told Kathy about 10 to you. Amen. As Joseph recalls past experiences and memorizes these memories and the names of words, amen, faithful and affliction, Joseph's progress through suffering satisfied sufficiency may be filled with unique details. Listen to what Job said. Brother John, I think that Job 23 and 10, tell us what it says about the trial.
But he know the way that I take when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Job found out that the trials refine us.
Yeah, it does.
And the gold. Hallelujah. All right, who had Psalms 119:71?
Yep. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes.
Woo! It is good for me that I have been afflicted. The trial, the affliction, the hardship is good for you. You keep my prayer. I'm just about done. Two more verses. Hallelujah. Amen. What about Acts chapter number 14 and verse 22? Amen. Great God. Paul, a few days after being stoned, tells us this. Who had that one? Come on, Brother George.
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Woo! We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
If you're going to make it to God's heaven, you're going to go through some trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then finally, Peter. Was that you, Sister Mary? 1 Peter 4:12. Yes. I need them two verses, 12 and 13.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial.
Don't think it strange.
Which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Once again, look at this. You're going to go through the trial, but later on you'll get to see the glory.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Woo. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for this little lesson here today. I pray, God, that you'd let somebody realize and understand, amen, God, that you will reward faithfulness if we'll stay faithful in the trial, amen. The trial is a necessary part, amen. We must stay faithful, God, through this trial. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for your good work today. Thank you, Lord, for this Sunday school class, God, each and every one is here today. Let this take a lodging place in their heart, God, and we'll bless you. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name.